It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
He is here. Early B.
Yeah.
Good Smile FM. How's it, B?
It's been like
Vanidalaf, baby.
Vanidalaf, baby. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yes, now, like it. What a year, what a past couple of years. For those of you who don't know, not only is a man doing well music-wise, but he's also on the racetrack. Yeah? He's a machine on the racetrack.
You know what? Now, I thought, okay, I'm rapping a bit too fast now. Let me just match it up. So I jumped on the racetrack. And so grateful to actually get the podium and so forth. So I'm racing for Liqui Moly. Shout out to Liqui Moly.
Yeah.
And the Super V guys over there. Sure. It's really a great trip. It's a petrol cop.
Listen, Formula V is big. I mean, you don't understand, Ricky. You can't get in this car and just go. You got to know your thing in a Formula V car. It's a proper car.
Can I tell you a story? Mm. So my very first race, I'm used to drag racing.
Sure.
Robot to robot. So what happened on my first race was the lights went out. So I'm used to the reaction time is quick.
Exactly.
So I jump away and I'm like D04 my slap. So I'm gonna catch the middle lane. So you know when it's like the race cars line up like on one on the right, one on the left. So I grab the middle and this guy in front of me woke up later. Knocks me from the back. This is my first race.
Yeah.
Knocks me at the back and I go straight into the wall.
Ach, nee.
My first race.
Sure. How's that for a start to your career?
You know, but you know what? It's actually very good because you had to be I had to be humble because I was like, nah, ek ken die ding ry.
Exactly.
You know, and then after that, I was like, you know what? Now you don't win the race until you finish the race.
There we go.
Now, you know? Never mind winning and finish it.
Exactly.
Podium.
Yeah, now I'm so grateful to actually score a third place over there. So hopefully with the next race on the 12th,
I'll around the corner.
Yeah, it's around the corner. So you might be nervous, no?
Listen, there's a lot to happen between now and then, though, including this incredible Cultura Fierce.
Yes, indeed.
And this is big because, I mean, we were talking about the success. Now we're talking about this because this is a milestone year for a lot of things. We were talking about wine turning 100, but you know, Durbanville turns a 200 years old this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a celebration of and a milestone for the area. And Afrikaans as a language turns 100 years old as well. So on top of all of this, the festival at Curro Durbanville, a school with a strong cultural heartbeat and a vision to bring the community. And what a great group of people that work at that school as well. It's a lovely community out there.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you're headlining.
I'm so grateful once again because it's like it's based on culture, you know. And my music basically is waar ek opgegroeid. That's why I always say Vanidalaf, it's my roots, you know.
100%.
So my stories come from where I stay, and we're very cultured in PE. I'm from I stay in Cape Town now, but we're very cultured from where I come from,
100%.
You know. So I'm so grateful to actually showcase my music over there and inspire the young ones because it's at festivals like that where I got inspired, you know. So
and it's you mentioned festival. When I think of festival, I think of like a boiling pot of all things cultural. I think of we've got Sandra Prinsloo, Marianne Holm, Francois van Cooke, the Cape Town Junior Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a collaboration of people. And one of my faves as well, the king of the beats, J.D. Vega.
Yeah.
I mean, Justin Vega, I have long loved that man's work. You know, he's got this ability to kind of read beats in his head and lay down tracks in his head. And it's like nobody else. And every time I hear a song, I can clearly hear his influence on the track.
So true. So true. Like, Justin might produce for someone else, and that person might play the song for me, and they never told me Justin made it. I'll be like, this is Justin.
It's Justin. Mm.
I know exactly.
Spot on.
Yeah, not true.
You can feel him.
He has that signature on his beats. It doesn't sound the same, but you can,
You can, yeah.
Something's different. Yeah,
I love it. I keep teasing him and saying, Justin, come. You can make me even a song. And you know what? He said, come, let's do it.
Always keen. That's so true.
You, besides this festival, and by the way, if in case you're wondering, the dates of this. This upcoming festival starts on the 20th, it'll run to the 27th. Yeah. It starts today.
Yes.
And it's going to be 7 days of just culture at its best at a nice venue, plenty of parking, safe. I gaan kos stalle wees, I gaan alles wat mal is wees by die school.
Dis waar, right.
And now for 7 days, how many are you there all 7 days of the festival?
No, I'm actually there on the 24th.
Okay, got you.
So myself and Justin Vega will be, ons gaan 'n bietjie die biscuits gaan skit en die ding gaan ruk.
Come on now.
You weet my. So we're gonna go do our thing over there. But the people will be spoiled with all the entertainment that's gonna be over there.
You are spot on.
Yeah. So Francois and I, we went to Australia a couple of months ago, and he was so excited. I'm like, Francois, we're doing so many other gigs in Amsterdam. He's like, we brought some Sam and Durban for you. I'm like, my bro.
We had Francois a couple of weeks ago on the show. Remember? Wow. And Francois was saying the same thing. There's something big coming up. He's so excited to do work. I mean, everybody does, because when you're on stage, if you've ever got to see early on stage before, the energy that he brings, the vibe that he brings, the chias, even if you, and a lot of the time, you don't just take for granted, people just know the music, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're a new person discovering Early B's music, you cannot help yourself. Young, and you, it's, you know, it's interesting to watch the omens. Arms crossed. Yeah. Oh, okay. What doen hulle? By half a way in. What else is happening in this year for you?
So I'm actually gearing up to, we just got back from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So I'm gearing up to actually do Dubai as well. I have another single actually on the way. Something different. You weet mos ek like it op switch met alles. Yeah. So this time omdat het zo koude weer is, toen denk ik, wacht man, kom ik slag het een beetje af. Kom eens praten een beetje hardzaken, you know. Je kan een beetje nou luister nou aan die situaties en die verhoudings, you know. So what I'm actually touching on is actually all of us can make love songs.
Yes.
But what about that song where you feel like, hey, ik weet deze liefde nog steeds in.
Nou praat ik van mijn hart niet meer. Nou praat ik.
Verstaan je? So the song's name is Situationship. Ja, die relationship raken. Situationship.
Situationship.
So, ik touch een beetje op een beetje. Ik trek een beetje aan de hartsnaren. I hope the people are going to enjoy it. It's much slower. Maar ik ga definitely dit opturn. Maar for now, we need to sit and listen. And we need to relate on another level.
So, is dieper als niemand.
Is dieper. Niemand soos jy nie, is meer soos jy moet jou waarde ken. Jy weet mas as a difference between price en waarde.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So that's no a difference between a relationship and a situationship.
Come on.
You know?
Come on. I love that. Folks, you don't want to miss out on seeing Early B and being a part of this festival. It's only once that Durbanville turns 200 years old. Pinotage is also 100 years old.
Yes.
This year. Wow. It's a special year for a lot of things, and celebrating life and all things cultural. Early B on the 24th of this month will be on stage, but don't miss all the other acts. To brother Justin Vega is listening as well, big shout out to that boy. He's probably fast asleep still.
No, he's actually on his way to the airport.
Is he?
Yeah, we're doing a show in Pretoria today.
Are you on your way then after this?
Definitely.
Oh, brother, listen, it's lekker having you on the show. Thanks so much for everything that you give to the generations of music lovers around the world.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I just want to share the love, and I want to say thank you to y'all actually for putting us on that platform, and also promoting the culture of you.
Every day, Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9 on Smile FM.